Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to church this morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Roz is ready to lead our communion service, I think. So a short, small but select band.
Thank you, Christine. And I don't think we're going to get away with only one Happy Easter today, are we? So Happy Easter. And it's good that we can be together and share in Holy Communion on this most special of days in the Christian year. We're also going to try and see how many times we can say, or I will say, Alleluia, Christ is risen, to which you will reply with great gusto, He is risen indeed, Alleluia. Okay, so let's try that one. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed, Alleluia.
Okay, well. We'll warm up maybe for that one then. And as well, I think we're going to have to try and really sing up for the numbers of us that there are in this space, because it's the CDs, isn't it, that we're using this morning. So we'll sing up. So thank you, John, for all that you're doing over there in that corner for us. Thank you. So we sing together our first hymn, Christ is Alive. And that's number 209. Oh, no, you've got it on sheets, haven't you? You've got it on the sheets, yeah. And if we come to our opening prayer, so if you'd turn with me in the book to page 160, please, 160. And so let us pray. Glory to you, O God, you raised Jesus from the grave, bringing us victory over death, and giving us eternal life. Glory to you, O Christ, for us and for our salvation you overcame death and opened the gate to everlasting life. Glory to you, O Holy Spirit, you lead us into the truth and breathe new life into us. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. If we have fallen into despair, Lord, forgive us. If we have failed to hope in you,
Lord, forgive us.
If we have been fearful of death, Lord, forgive us. If we have forgotten the victory of Christ, Lord, forgive us. May the living God raise us from despair, give us victory over sin, and set us free in Christ. Amen. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. Generous and loving God, we know that all that we have and all that we are comes from you. We pray that you will accept the gifts that we bring this day or send via the internet. And with those, we pray, Lord, you will accept us as a living sacrifice. Use all of these to further your kingdom in this place and this community. We pray in the risen Lord. Amen. And now Christine will bring for us our reading from Scripture this morning.
Chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Amen.
Thank you. And let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, as we are up early in the morning together this morning on this Easter day, earlier than we'd usually be down here and earlier again because of losing the hour, I thought I'd share with you something that I read, a short reflection that I found during last week, because it's entitled, "Jesus Was a Morning Person." And this person writes, "I love mornings. I will happily wake up with my alarm and bounce straight out of bed, picking up unfinished conversations with my husband from the night before and thinking through the day ahead. Mistakes have not yet been made, ideas have yet to be tested, and nobody quite knows exactly how the day will pan out. It's exciting if we allow it to be." The Bible is full of references to the morning, using this tangible, everyday occurrence to illustrate the refreshment and renewal that Christians believe is on offer through the presence of God. The book of Lamentations reminds readers that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And Psalm 30 gives the encouragement that weeping may last for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Mornings, especially early ones, buzz with potential. Perhaps this is why Jesus embraced them too. Luke's gospel tells us that Jesus would preach in the temple early in the morning. Mark's gospel similarly reports that Jesus would get up very early in the morning while it was still dark in order to pray. And perhaps the most significant of all, the resurrection of Jesus is discovered at dawn on the first day of the week. Easter Sunday is a time when Christians remember that the extraordinary history-shaping resurrection of Jesus means a fresh start, a new day filled with space for forgiveness, celebration, and hope. The resurrection is the sign to all who wish to see it that death, in all its thievery and pain, is not the end, and that another reality is possible. And so for us, it is a new dawn, a new day, a new life for us, because Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
No, that's not good enough. This is the greatest message we have to share. Alleluia, Christ is risen. And so we turn to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. And we're now on page 165 in the books. And so let us pray together. In the power of the resurrection, we offer our prayers to God. Remember, O Lord, in your love, the church throughout the world, those recently baptized and confirmed, those who minister to others. May your whole church know your power and be a sign that Christ is risen. Lord of life, hear us in your love. Remember in your love the world you have made, those who seek a fair and proper use of the world's resources, those who strive for justice and peace among the nations. And this morning we hold before you the Holy Land, Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and so many parts of our world where there is neither justice nor peace. May the whole earth be transformed by mercy and rejoice in hope. Lord of life, hear us in your love. Remember in your love those who suffer, the victims of violence and injustice, those who mourn. May all in need find comfort, strength, and freedom in the living Christ. Lord of life, hear us in your love. Remember in your love those who have died, those who have confessed the faith, and those whose faith is known to you alone. May all your children receive grace and light according to their needs, and come at last to share with all the saints in life eternal. Lord of life, hear us in your love. Gracious God, we ask these prayers through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Saviour. Amen. As our Saviour taught his disciples, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we turn over to page 168. For the peace. Please stand. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia. So let's offer each other the wave of peace. And we sing together number 309, See What a Morning. Will become for us, page 168, and we'll say it together, 168. Here is bread, God's good gift. God's good gift. It will become for us the cup of salvation. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessing and honour, glory and power are rightly yours, all gracious God. By your creative word you brought the world to birth. In your generous love you made the human family, that we might see your glory and live forever in your presence. Blessing and honour, glory and power are rightly yours, all gracious God. When we wandered from you in our sin, you sought us with your steadfast love and did not give us up. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son to be our Saviour and Deliverer. Made of flesh and blood, he lived our life and died our death upon the cross. Death could not hold him, and now he reigns at your right hand. Blessing and honour, glory and power are rightly yours, O gracious God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we bless and praise your glorious name, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed indeed is the Lord Jesus Christ, who at supper with his friends took bread and gave you thanks, broke it and gave it to them, and said, Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup and gave you thanks and gave it to them and said, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for everyone, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Therefore, Father, we celebrate this Passover of gladness. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise. Send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Gather us who share this feast into the kingdom of your glory, that with all your people in every time and place, we may praise and worship you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Heavenly Father, now and always. Amen. Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. I think as we come to share in a moment, I think there's probably the right number for us to make a sort of arc so that we can all share at the same time. Please do consume as you receive. So we meet the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread. Draw near with faith. At the table, we don't have to be Methodists or baptized or anything other than that we want to come and take the bread and wine. So all are welcome.
know the risen life of Christ within us. Amen. So we are on page 172. And we're using the prayer, the first prayer, prayer A of point 28. So let us pray. God of our salvation, we thank you for our communion with the risen Christ and with all who love him in earth and heaven. We pray that, strengthened by his grace, we may serve you faithfully all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we sing together number 313, 313, Thine Be the Glory. Was raised from the dead, strengthen us to walk with him in his risen life, and may Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Go in joy and peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Alleluia. Say it again with gusto. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is.